There's some new research out today that shows the aging process can be reversed, at least in mice. The research is being published today in the journal Cell, and joining us now is David Sinclair, who is the senior investigator of the study. He's a professor and co-director of the Paul F. Glenn Center for the Biology of Aging at Harvard Medical School. Dr. Sinclair, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for being here. And this research specifically looks at blood vessels in mice. What did you find about what happens to blood vessels as they age?
Well, as I'm sure many listeners know, as we get older, we lose our vitality, we become weaker, we're less able to exercise. We just don't feel young anymore. And one of the main reasons for that is that we don't have the blood vessels flowing through our, with the blood flowing through our bodies as we used to. And as a result, what happens is that our tissues, our organs, they don't get enough blood supply and they become deficient in oxygen. But also what happens is that they can't clear out the toxins. And this combination ends up leaving our tissues and organs susceptible to diseases from liver failure, kidney failure, and even dementia. And what we are showing in this new study is that's actually quite reversible, at least in mice so far.
How did you manage to do that? How do you reverse that aging process in the blood vessels?
Well, we've been over at Harvard working on this for a number of years, 20 years. We first worked on the red wine molecule resveratrol. Now we have new molecules that we think are even better. And it turns out it's pretty simple how it works. We've figured out that there are genes in our bodies that respond to exercise and dieting, and we can turn those on with just some small molecules that seem to be safe so far in mice and even so far safe in humans.
And so then what happens?
Well, when you give the molecule to the mice, what happens is their bodies, at least the blood vessels, they rejuvenate. They actually become no longer deaf to the signals from muscle. So they behave as though the mice have been exercising. And we have mice that in the lab are 2 years old, which is like a 75, 80-year-old human. And within a few weeks, they become as fit and as vital as a young mouse again.
And you found that those animals showed between 56 and 80% greater exercise capacity compared with the untreated mice in the study.
Yeah, that's right. We've even done better than that since we put together this study. We now have old mice outracing, outdoing the young mice in the study. We've got mice now that can run three times as long as their control mice in the study. In fact, these mice ran so far that the little treadmill in the lab stopped because the software had never expected to see a mouse that could run 3 kilometers.
Hmm. Now, not many studies that show results in mice translate to humans, but do you think that this one could?
Well, I'm quite optimistic with this one because our blood vessels work the same way as in mice. This isn't a complicated disease like Alzheimer's. And so I think that I'd be surprised if there isn't some benefit in people. Of course, the challenge is to make a drug, and we have to make sure it's super safe, but we're already doing human studies over the road from my lab at Harvard, and so far it looks really good.
So if this research can be applied to humans, would it be used to help treat disease or just to get older people to exercise more?
Well, this would be both. We're working on having a drug available that your doctor could prescribe for you if you're feeling frail or you have a disease such as muscle wasting or even diabetes and even dementia. We think that this could be useful. But as a side effect, what we think the patients would notice would be improved stamina. When they wake up in the morning, they don't groan anymore. They can get back to exercising. And even people who have been in bed rest or in wheelchairs could potentially even get back to having mobility again.
There may be some people listening to this who say, well, I'm never going to be around when that pill finally comes out. But is there a message just about exercise and the importance of exercise in stopping the process of aging?
Well, yeah, that's nothing new. We know that exercise slows down aging and keeps your body from getting a variety of diseases. But what this offers is actually the ability to both augment exercise when you're young and when you're older, potentially even replace it and get people back on this virtuous cycle of mobility and ability to respond to exercise.
Even after this study, what are the questions you still have?
Well, mostly I want to know how safe it is. And those are the studies that are ongoing right now. But hopefully by the end of this year or early next, we'll actually know if the same effects are seen in human subjects. And it's pretty easy to test if somebody gets increased endurance. You don't have to wait years for the outcome. And then hopefully we'll be able to see with further studies if this actually truly reverses aging throughout the body. This molecule that we're giving the patients or the test subjects has the potential to actually extend lifespan in the same way it does mice. And so that's really the holy grail here that we're chasing.
That's Dr. David Sinclair, a professor and co-director of the Paul F. Glenn Center for the Biology of Aging at Harvard Medical School. Dr. Sinclair, thank you.
Thank you.